Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It is your host, Jackie Zook. It is another awesome day for another awesome episode of How to Become Next on Scene in your field of business or in your passion. Before I bring on my amazing guests, I always like to start with a marketing tip to get your week started, and it also can incorporate into some self-care. My guest is so inspiring, so I'm not going to give too much into what happens on the actual episode, but I think it's so important to really be aligned in where you want to go in your life. Like, do you like what you're doing in the moment? Like, if you don't and you're not putting out content that aligns with who you really are at your core, you're not fulfilling yourself, right? It's so important that we learn to fulfill our needs and fulfill our goals to really reach our next level opportunities. So that is my marketing / self-care tip of the week. I hope that aligns with you. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it. I'm so excited now to bring on my amazing guest, Sam Altieri. She is one incredible high energy speaker activating people's power and potential. She's a podcast host, and she's also an amazing mentor around embodiment and activation. So we deep dive into all the amazing things that she does and so much more, and just really, really good inspiration. If you're an entrepreneur and you're feeling lost, or you know you have a bigger mission in life, like, this podcast is for you. Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Stay tuned for Sam.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. I'm so excited to be here with the amazing Sam Altieri. She is in high energy speaker, activating people's power and potential. She's a podcast host and an embodiment and activation mentor. Sam, welcome to my podcast.
Hi, thank you. I'm super stoked to be here with you. It's going to be a blast.
Of course. I love that you're an intuitive, because I'm all about that. So I'm really excited. So tell me a little bit about, like, how you fell into this world of becoming an entrepreneur and specializing in this area.
Yeah, I mean, I want to give you the abbreviated version, because we could totally be here for like hours, right? But long story short, growing up, I had this feeling like I never fit in. Like, there was this feeling of like I felt different, and I didn't know what that was, you know, because I saw my friends doing the things they did and talking about the things they thought. And I always had an interest in deeper things, more philosophical things. Or I was like, why is that the way that it is? You know, I was this very inquisitive kid. And growing up, like, my parents and my parents' friends would always be like, Sam is so mature for her age. Like, you know, like, she's just like an old soul. And, you know, I was like, okay, sure. You know, and what ended up happening is, because of those types of comments, like, I started to really get a lot of validation from how I showed up, from my personality, from being kind of like a leader in a way as a kid. And really just like, I loved attention. I was just one of those kids that like wanted the attention. But at a certain point, like any girl, you know, you get told things about your body, you go through life and see size zero skinny models on the cover of whatever, you know, and then you make it mean that you're not good enough and the whole thing, right? So high school, college, and even beyond, I was hiding, basically. I was playing very, very small. I was very scared. I was just living in so much anxiety and fear. And, you know, hearing the person that I am today, it's actually wild. If you listen to me speak, like, if there's videos of me speaking or whatever, from even a few years ago, but like 10 years ago, it's like, I'm not the same person. It is wild. I'm more of myself, of course, but I had to peel back so much bullshit, so much conditioning, so many layers of, this is how you're supposed to be. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what it should look like. This is how you should act. And actually find, like, what does it mean to be like my most authentic, like, unapologetic self? And as I started to do that, I started sharing my fitness transformation on Instagram. And I was like, I was going through this metamorphosis. I was in a 9-to-5 in architecture, and I had the life, but I felt so miserable. I was in a really, really dark place. And I was like, I need something. And basically, I found the gym, I found fitness, I started changing my body, I started changing how I felt about myself, I started getting confident, I started looking good for the first time in my whole life. I wasn't hiding in these baggy t-shirts. And I was like, oh my God, I felt so fucking good. Well, I found the coaching industry in 2014, 2015. I realized this was a thing. And I was like, I have to do this. Like, I don't even know what it is, but I need to be in it. And so I started personal training. I got my nutrition certification. I quit my 9-to-5. I was obviously very terrified and scared, but I quit it. I started doing some freelance work and my page started growing. And then before I knew it, I had a full roster of clients in the gym, full roster of clients online. I had built a 6-figure company online. I'm like, what is happening? And it was all just me chasing this feeling of aliveness and like what I'm like obsessed with doing. And then at a certain point, it evolved into confidence and people asking me to help them start businesses. And now we're scaling to over 1 million. And I have my podcast. And my biggest passion is just helping women wake up to their own power and potential, because I was born with all this fucking energy. I can see things. I know things. I have psychic gifts that I'm uncovering and I'm realizing that's why I never felt like I cared about what they felt, you know, what they were doing, or I saw things other people didn't see. And I'm starting to like actually be so deeply connected to like me, and I'm able to know what people need before they even know. So that's why I do what I do, because I can't stop. I'm obsessed. It's like the Tony Robbins, like you just, he's like on stage, like Energizer Bunny. Like that's me.
That's awesome. So you've been doing this now for like almost 10 years.
Yeah, I started in 2016. So whatever the math.
Yeah, don't ask me math anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not my
thing. My first client, she was a friend. She just asked me for help on protein powder. So cute. And I was like, you know what? How would I train you for $100 a month? It was like so wholesome, you know, and it still is, but it's like, holy shit, what happens when you just follow your gut and you're like, you know what? I can make something of this. Like I kind of have always had that entrepreneurial spirit of like, oh, I got it. I'll figure it out on the way as I build the rocket ship.
I love it. I gotta go all in. Like I'm all about that, right? Like you can't, I love that you were like, I'm quitting. I'm going to take this leap of faith. Like it's true. I think as an entrepreneur, you have to be all in.
100%. You have to be brave. Like it really does pay to be brave and be courageous and trust where your body is pulling you. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. You know, I was at my architecture job drawing things. I had all this responsibility, but all I was thinking about was fitness and nutrition and all that. And then as soon as I pivoted now into business and empowerment, I'm like, all I can think about is this. All I want to do is hype people up. Like all I want to do is be like, guys, like you have a story to share. Holy shit. Like let's have you get out there and get paid to be yourself.
That's the goal though, right? That's always the goal. So do you still incorporate any of the fitness stuff into your coaching now?
The long answer is yes, because as entrepreneurs, we are constantly, you know, navigating things. We have relationships, we have friendships, we're on social media, things are happening, clients' payments don't go through and it sends us into a whatever, you know? And for me, to keep my nervous system regulated, and the thing that I recommend all entrepreneurs have is some sort of like nervous system regulation practices. So whether that's movement, putting your feet in nature, you know, shaking it out. I'm always dancing on my Instagram, like literally shaking out scarcity, shaking out, you know, fear, shaking out whatever it is. And while I don't like, yes, I can teach you, I can take you through a fitness class right now. I guess I could, you know, that's not what I teach. I use movement primarily as a way to clear your body of the shit that's holding you back or holding you down or keeping you stuck or doubting yourself.
That's real though. So good. Because I think in order to feel fulfilled too, you almost need that part of your day to day. Like, and that's your time.
100%. Yeah. Just you and you and you're moving and feeling good and like filling up your cup and creating energy to pour into your business.
That hits it on the head for me, because I feel like business, you can have so much passion in your business, but like, who are you outside of your business? Like people forget, like I've totally been through that myself, right? Like it's hard to balance it all.
Yeah. And I think it's funny because like my company name is Balance with Sam. I created that when I was doing fitness. It was so cute. You know, it was like meet little baby me, like 25-year-old, like Balance with Sam. This is great. At the time thinking it was like, the healthy, balanced lifestyle. And while I still promote that, like I promote like being wildly successful as an entrepreneur and having a wildly fulfilling relationship, great sex, lots of money, lots of free time, lots of play, lots of fam, like hobbies. Like, I'm like, the business can't possibly succeed if the human isn't fulfilled. Like the human's happiness is the primary fuel for the business. So it's a game of self-mastery.
Yeah, I love that. So I love the self-mastery. I feel like that summarizes it all, right? Like, I feel like that's a great word for that. Thank you. So you work with clients just not locally in New England. You work with them all over. Is it mostly virtual or?
Yeah, I mean, my clients are literally in like three continents and multiple countries. We are worldwide, baby, all the time zones. And for in-person, I host retreats. And the retreats are really like, you know, a year of mentorship collapsed into 3 to 4 days where we are doing like deep healing, like recoding the body, removing scarcity, limitation, rewiring, you know, the brain and the mind for success, down to like every single morsel of food that goes into your body is super curated, like high vibrational, you know, like we're clearing and detoxing, and like resetting the body to see what it feels like to be in like total alignment, let's say. Granted, it's 4 days, but that makes such a difference when you actually have clarity in your like body, you know? Like, so, yeah, it's super, super powerful. And plus sisterhood, I don't know if I think every woman has navigated the like sisterhood wound of the judgment and the gossip and like, oh, like the woman and me and them and me. It's like bringing these women together to be like, no, like we are literally supporting each other. And the best thing that we can do is like come together, be seen, be heard, be understood. Like there's a huge healing element to the retreats as well, because we're able to show up fully and not have shame, you know, and shame is a really heavy thing that holds a lot of people back because it weighs you down. And when you're not holding that density of shame in your actual body and you're like, oh, it's okay that I'm going through this, or I don't know, it's okay that I have debt or any of these other things like that are hard to talk about. And we talk about them, our like whole body gets lighter and we're able to create more and do more because we're not being held back by the heaviness.
So true. I think people are craving so much like in-person stuff too. So I love the combination of like both. Push that so hard. I'm like, you need both, like as a business, like you need a virtual side in case COVID or anything like that were to happen again. But and people just miss the in-person. Like it's so important.
Yeah. Like being able to like touch, you know, and like feel energy. Like I feel like you can obviously feel energy through a podcast and through
Zoom.
Sure. But nothing can ever replace IRL, you know, like nothing. Like I'm so excited to meet you in person and like hug you and be like, hey, so cool. We got a Zoom thing, you know, but it's, and we can do our best to really feel into people's vibes. But I mean, the energy in the room, like, oh man, that is freaking powerful. Like full goosebumps, you know?
It is. I love that stuff. So who are the ideal candidates like that you work with, like for one-to-one, like that attend your retreats? Like who are these people?
These people? No. So, I mean, it's a pretty beautiful range. I have so many different types of entrepreneurs and women who are like, I have something to say, you know, they have a mission, they have a story. They've been through something. So the women that I work with, it's definitely a variety of women, but they have this feeling in their gut. It's the best way that I know how to describe it, that they're meant for something unconventional. They're meant for something more. And it is all around sharing their story and their gifts. And maybe they don't even know what those are, but they have this feeling like there's something that they're here to do. Like, there's like a mission that they're here to live out. And so they're usually drawn to me through my content, through just energy. They're like, I just feel like you're the person. And we end up building these beautiful businesses that are a reflection of their gifts, where they're basically getting paid to be themselves and to do what comes so easy and natural to them that they've probably been undervaluing or not even realizing it is a service they can get paid for because it's so easy. And it's like right in front of them. They're just like, wait, I can get paid for my, like, I have a client right now. She's like, I do intuitive readings. I can help someone change their life in 10 minutes. Like, she's like, it's so easy for me. And she's doing these sessions for free. And I'm like, babe, you realize like that's not like not everyone can do that. And she's like, well, I mean, I don't know. I'm like, that's your like one of your gifts. She's also a singer. She's a pop singer and she's in Nashville and she is amazing. And I'm like, babe, this is like a thing. And so she's now starting to charge for it. And she's like, oh my God, Sam, I am so good at this. Like, what? This is getting people insane transformations, right? And it's the same way that like a client can come to me and have this like vision. And I'm like, I can see it so clearly for them. I'm like, all right, we're going to map out your whole business, your whole offer suite, how you're going to sell your content, like how you're going to show up. Like, it's so easy for me, but I didn't realize how easy that was for me until I would get on calls and people would be like, holy shit, this is fire. They just send me like fire emojis after the call. Like, that was literally the most insane thing that just happened in 20 minutes. I'm like, it's just me like channeling the ideas and their whole bodies in goosebumps, you know? So it really is these women who are like totally in touch with their spiritual side of like, they might not know what it is that they have to offer the world, but they know it's something. They know it's something big too. It's like, there's this bigness of like, I'm here to change the world. Not just like, I'm here to make a cute business. It's like, no, like I'm here to change the world.
I love this. So sentimental. That's like amazing. Tell me. So also this is the fun fact about you, that you do live in a trailer most of the time and you've traveled like all over the world, right? Can you share about that?
Yeah. I live in so my fiance and I bought a Mercedes Sprinter van in 2021 and we converted it and made it a home inside. It's really honestly beautiful. Like, I'm so grateful for it. And we've been traveling the US for the past 2 years. We've been to like 35 states. And man, it has been a journey. Like, really, I was such a control freak my whole life. Like, I was so type A. I was so like, I had to know everything. Let me tell you, van life,
can't do it.
You surrender. Yeah. You know, the universe is like, nah, bitch. Like, you gotta just let go and trust the plan and like let it unfold. And it's really freaking cool. Like, to be able to do this, like at our age, you know, like I've always been of the belief, like, I'm not waiting till I retire to start my life. Like, I'm just not. I'm doing everything I want to do now. I'm not waiting. I just don't wait. I just do it now. And so we're like, we're just doing it, you know? And we've met so many amazing people. We've experienced just the most beautiful landscapes, but it's also been hard, you know, living in a van with your partner. It definitely has shown me that like, he's the one for me. Like, we've worked through everything, but it really is like the ultimate freedom, like being able to travel anywhere, go anywhere. And with our dog, we have a 90-pound German Shepherd Husky mix, and he's just like the best thing ever. And I'm like, I'm just so content, like being with you guys, you know? So that obviously adds like a huge level of fulfillment for me.
I love that. So where is like next on your bucket list? Like, where are you guys going to go?
Yeah. So we actually, it's funny, like both Kurt and I have done the whole entire West Coast, like traveled to before van life, but we actually haven't taken the van to the West Coast. And so our next like big trip is going to be San Diego all the way up to Seattle. We're going to do like the Dakotas, Wyoming, Idaho, like Montana, like basically the whole like Pacific Northwest and West Coast, with our goal to do all the states, hit up Alaska, end in Hawaii, like ship the van to Hawaii, and somewhere in there buy land in Colorado and like make Colorado like in the mountains our home base, because we just like love the mountains so much.
That's awesome. So what is like, do you have a goal of like a timeline for that? Or
not really. I am really craving like having a home base soon, which kind of surprised me because I've always been somebody who just like loves traveling a lot. But I feel like as my business is growing, I'm holding more people, like I'm speaking more. It's almost like the business is the vehicle in which I'm doing a lot of travel actually now. And I kind of want to have my personal life like really grounded and settled. And like I can come home and it's like, oh, you know, that like deep sigh of relief.
Totally.
So I would say like, I don't know, like in the next year or two, like that's really like what we're working towards. And I feel like when it's time, it'll be time. Like, we're kind of just playing right now.
You learned that from van life, right? Like, trusting the timing of, like, yeah.
I know. I'm like, anytime I like try to plan something, it never works out. So why am I wasting my time trying to plan when it just changes?
So good. So if you have any advice for entrepreneurs that are kind of feeling like lost in where they are at in life, like what would you share with them?
Yeah, I can speak to this because in February of this year, I was in this place. I had built a very successful business, but I fell out of love with it, you know? And I think entrepreneurship, you have to love what you're doing or else like you just, it's like, you'd rather just get a 9-to-5, you know, like, fuck it. I'll just work for someone else, get the check and move on. And it's kind of nuts. Like I really did contemplate that in February of this year. I have never really hit that rock bottom moment in my business before then, but I felt very stuck, very lost, very confused. And I actually feel like it was right before kind of like, I don't even know that it's a spiritual awakening, but like I actually realized like I had something real to offer, you know? And so the thing that changed everything for me, and this is what I'd recommend to like everyone listening, is to be in spaces with other entrepreneurs who are doing things, big things, doing big things. I got myself into a room with like 300 other entrepreneurs, and there was something about being in the room that made me realize like, first of all, I'm doing way better than I ever realized. Like I was so hard on myself. But secondly, like, oh my God, like I need the energy. I need that like momentum and that consistency and like just being tapped into something at all times, you know? And so that would be the first recommendation is get yourself into a room. Like this is what my spaces are because I realize this is what I need. And all my clients are like, I just need that consistent, like, you got this, like, let's go, like, come on, like, put it out there, keep showing up. So that's number one. Number two is like, if you could do anything and get paid for it, like if money were no object and you could do anything, what would you do? That's the real question you have to ask yourself. And that's the question I had to ask myself. And where I landed was, I just want to hype people up and speak on stages and be on podcasts. Like that's all I want to do for the rest of my fucking life. And I don't want to do anything else but that. I don't want to do the thing that you're supposed to do. I don't want to do the thing I was doing. Like, I want to do this in my way. And so really, like, I think it takes seeing other people do things in order for you to see what's possible. So go stalk people, go on social media, find out what people are doing, how they're doing it, watch them, study them. And this is what I did. I started seeing, wait, I could do that. I could speak and get paid for it. What? I could podcast and get paid for it. What? I could, you know, like you do really get to create exactly what it is that you want. And so it's like not being afraid to let that unconventional desire or whatever it is be exactly the thing that you do. Because if your energy is behind it and you feel alive when you're doing it, that's going to be the thing that carries the momentum for you to keep doing it. And I feel like right now in this present moment for the past, since that moment in February of rock bottom, like if you look at the curve of like my business, like in clients impacted, in the podcast, in revenue, it's like a freaking rocket ship. And it's like, because I just keep falling more and more in love with exactly what I'm doing. And I'm getting clearer and clearer on exactly what I want. And I'm just deciding like the universe really does want to give you what you want. You just have to get clear on it and then go for it. And you will be fucking rewarded, man. You will be rewarded.
I love that. That was such good words of wisdom. Thank you, Sam. So good. Well, thank you for coming on today. You're so inspiring. How can we follow you, stay in touch, all the things?
Yeah, come say hi on Instagram. That's my favorite place to like connect with my community. So seriously, drop me a DM. Like I say that and I have built a large following over the course of the past 7 years. And so don't be intimidated by the following. DM me. Like people DM me and I literally respond. I have not outsourced DMs. I really enjoy it so much. So come say hi there. And then I have my podcast and that's one of my favorite places to like really share a lot of like value stories, keep the vibes high, keep you going, keep remembering who the fuck you are. And those are the main two places to connect. And there's tons of ways you can work with me all on Instagram and everywhere on my website.
You can share the handles though, just in case they listen and don't see my blog.
Yes, of course. It's Sam Altieri. So S-A-M A-L-T-I-E-R-I. And that's my Instagram handle. And my podcast name is The Sam Altieri Show. So you can find me on both places and definitely come say hi and subscribe.
Definitely do that, everyone. Thank you, Sam. You're amazing. This was so inspiring and so much fun.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Of course. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Becoming Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.